It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
Well, you know, they don't get hairy around Tom. They do just get smoothed over, and that's because Tom does a great job running ETFtrends.com, the site he runs everything you want there for your ETF education, ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter, at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, throwback opening, but it's always good to have you back on the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thanks.
Our ETF of the week is
the Guggenheim S&P 500 Equal Weight Consumer Staples ETF, ticker symbol RHS.
RHS, the Guggenheim S&P 500 Equal Weight Consumer Staples ETF. So we're talking consumer staples. That's actually the focus. And then the secondary side's going to be construction. It's equal weighting. And then the third thing would be it's Guggenheim, which in this case, we have to also point out you're on the board of Guggenheim. So let's at least knock that out in terms of letting everybody know that right up front.
That's right. So I'm an independent trustee on the board that oversees the funds on behalf of the shareholders. So I do not benefit personally from assets going into this ETF. But if they do, I'm there with the rest of the board to help oversee to make sure that it's run smoothly.
So there's a reason why you're recommending this. And again, as you point out, it's not because you're on the board. It's the consumer staple side. That's the important side. And then it's the construction, right?
Well, that's it. The construction, when it comes down to it, being equal weighted as opposed to cap weighted, means that everything within this ETF is equal. In the S&P 500, for example, that's cap weighted, you've got the largest constituent, ExxonMobil, which is 300 times the weighting of the smallest constituent within the S&P 500. Now, in some cases and over time, that's worked. In this case and in other cases, if you actually equal weight, you're not taking too much of a bet on a specific stock, but you're also giving every stock a fair chance within that process. S&P does a great job selecting constituents of all the indexes that they oversee. But as far as the S&P 500 is concerned, for the last 10 years, if you took an equal-weighted stance as opposed to a cap-weighted stance, you would have performed better. So here it is. You've got a variety of different consumer staple stocks that are here. It's also that time of year as we go into the summer where people are spending more money on hot dogs and beer and suntan oil. They actually spend more money, so that's a good thing. And as we always point out, where's the trend? This ETF has just gone above its 200-day average. So if you're looking for areas in the market that are trending to the upside, this is one of them.
You're talking about a trend to the upside. When we're equal weighted and we're trending to the upside, we need a broad trend because you don't have a couple of hot stocks really carrying the day. So is it that you believe we've got that kind of trend, or is there something else about equal weighting in this case that while things are on the rise, you particularly like?
Well, within the ETF, there are a lot of food products. Almost a third of the underlying stocks would be in the food product category. Another 20% in beverage, and another 20% almost in staples. There's household products. There's a small amount in tobacco, small amount in personal products. So there's a pretty good breakdown, but when it all comes down to it, most of the companies that you're going to see within this ETF are represented at the supermarket. You're going to see companies like Coca-Cola, Molson's, Estee Lauder, Kellogg, Constellation Brands. So it's really all about consumption and not necessarily picking one company over another. It's really saying, as a whole, this whole group is going to do that much better.
This is straight 200-day moving average. We're playing to tilt our portfolio, go with our asset allocation, get a little bit of what's hot extra. What kind of asset allocation in terms of what kind of percentage are we willing to commit to it? And this is straight 200-day moving average play. The minute it's below, then the trend is telling us go for something else, right?
Yeah, I think if you're a long-term investor, it's really difficult to play sectors. So don't necessarily do something different if you're fully invested at this time or if you have the right allocation. On the other hand, if you've got some cash, you are paying attention to the market, you spend time on your portfolio, A, the trend's in place, which is very important, number one. And number two, we're just going into the summer. So most of these companies do a lot of their sales during the summer months. Might make sense, and you might be rewarded come third quarter, fourth quarter, when earnings come out, if we actually do have more consumers spending money in the over the course of the summer. So it would be a short-term trend-following allocation. If you're buying it with that in mind, you have to keep an eye on it and hold it as long as it goes above its 200-day average. When it goes below, or have some type of trigger in place to be sure that when it does go below that you sell.
Again, that percentage of assets, you're willing to make this more than a 5% tilt?
Well, I wouldn't put more than 10% in, but there are a lot of people right now, Chuck, who have money in cash, but they're also tactical strategists within their portfolio. They might feel like certain parts of the market are a little bit long in the tooth, might have an above average cash allocation right now. So I think you have to leave it up to the individual. Most importantly, I think there are a lot of individual investors out there that are looking for opportunistic buys, and this might be one of them.
It's the Guggenheim S&P 500 Equal Weight Consumer Staples ETF, ticker symbol RHS, an opportunistic buy, a 200-day moving average play, sort of the kind of thing that ETF Trends built its reputation around. So when you want to know, like, hey, I want to learn about the trend following stuff, this is what we're talking about. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, Tom Lydon is the editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out the website. Follow it on Twitter at ETFtrends. While you're at it, follow Tom. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, that's a great way to start the Thursday edition of Money Life. But a great start requires more, and we have much more. So settle back and relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back to it in a moment.